given it the green light to go to tender as of today. It's an important juncture for the school community, and they will be moving to another site. It will be a brand new school, a school that will be ticking all the boxes in terms of environmental obligations and regulation, and this will be a state-of-the-art school for a growing population in the Finn Valley.
Why has it taken this long?
Like every school that's in the programme at the moment, a lot of school would have been in the pipeline for a long number of years. Take, for example, Glen Swally National School was waiting since 1992. So here we are now. It's going to be ready for diggers on site next year, as well as Skullcollum Kill, Letterkenny, announced earlier today, and the same for St Mary's next year. So what I'm doing here is I'm ensuring that schools right across the country are following the demand for need for this population, but in relation to a lot of these campaigns have been waiting a long time, and there's other schools waiting, for example Little Angels and also Scullyseek and Buncrana, and we'll hopefully be in a position towards the end of the year to get them ready for the tender framework, and that's something I'm working closely with them as well. There's constant competitions around resources, but I want to ensure that we continue to work and collaborate with these schools that are campaigning in the background.
And you believe that all going well with St Mary's, we will see construction begin next year?
We were given the green light today, so any school that's given the green light for tender takes about 6 or 7 months to go through that process. So I'm hoping to have progress before the beginning of the summer of next year.